What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30. Categories today, the top 10 Super Bowl foods and classic board games. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And we got one birthday shout out today, guys. Today is my husband Huck's 61st birthday. Longtime
hey,
fan and listener. We're raising a 1 and 3 year old grandchildren. Can you wish him a happy birthday? Maybe some dad jokes would make his year. Thanks for that's from his wife, the Lizard Queen, aka Gum Wallet.
All right,
Gum Wallet.
Gum Wallet.
Great name.
All right. Since you're 61 there, Huck, I'm going to give you all the dad jokes I got. What did the kid with no arms get for Christmas? What did the kid with no arms get for Christmas?
A vest.
I don't know. He hasn't opened it yet.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not that kid.
Oh.
Damn. Guys, I adopted a Dachshund with no legs and named him Cigarette.
Oh, yeah?
Every morning I take him out for a drag.
Is this amputee joke day?
What does a French groundhog see on February 2nd? A French groundhog.
His shadow.
His shadow.
Ah, shadow, yeah.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
Iron penis.
What is Iron Man? What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
Irish or Iron testicles?
One is a superhero. The other is a command.
I want to roll.
Guys, I mixed laxative with holy water.
Oh, yeah, what did you get?
Holy crap. And why can't cows wear flip-flops? Why can't cows wear flip-flops?
Because they look utterly ridiculous?
That's not bad. They're lactose.
Get some stick of a hoof.
Well, knock, knock, joke.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Hang on. Hey, a little reminder here. This Friday, we're having a free little party as the Men's Room presents the 20th anniversary lager launch party going down at Black Raven Brewing up in Woodinville. Hopefully you can stop by. We're doing the entire show live from 2 to 6. The beer will be on draft, the 20th anniversary. Of course, the Men's Room IPA. People are absolutely loving that beer.
Yes, they are, and you should. It's great.
And the locations are continuing to pick up, as are the 20th anniversary lager. So, in honor of our 20th year here at KISW, we're going to do a little celebrating and launch off the world tour at Black Raven in Woodinville. It's absolutely free. 2 to 6. The sausage will be there. Hopefully the salsa. Of course, all the brews. And a nice little happy hour, and you'll be a part of our live studio audience. Live Ted versus the FCC.
Yep, get it on.
Bad Choice Friday. Probably beer themed. I would think so. And all the questions that we're going to do, we're just going to go straight to you guys in the studio audience and do the show that way. So if you stop by, you can be a part of the show. And again, it's absolutely free.
Yeah, so man.
Hopefully you can stop by. But we do have some updated locations on where you can find the beers.
Oh, Miles.
Yes.
We emailed in, Andy had emailed in a while ago that a different Andy, the owner of Andy's from Andy's Fish House in Snohomish, has had the IPA on. I was trying to get the lager on. I met him Saturday before the show. Nice guy.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I said, all righty, thanks for the support.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, he goes, you work at Black Raven? I said, no, I don't.
Oh, by the way, in the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK. A couple extra emails here. But y'all, as I pick myself up a six-pack of the 20th anniversary lager at Wanna Liquor and Purdy. Don't dump me. Wanna Liquor and Purdy. And I really liked it. It went well with my favorite whiskey. Have a good one, guys. That's from Dad Doug.
Next time, tell us your favorite whiskey. I'm not above trying the combo. Place.
Yes. Wanna Liquor and Purdy.
That's a great name.
How ironic. It's in Purdy.
Yeah.
It does seem odd that he specifically said, with my favorite whiskey.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite whiskey, man? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, I'm hanging out with my favorite girl tonight.
Yeah. Oh, John, it's
your wife? No, my favorite girl.
No, the one I like.
I just thought I'd let you guys know the Fred Meyer in Marysville off State Street finally has the 20th anniversary lager in stock. As of Sunday, it was on the in cap in singles, but you can grab six-pack holder and create your own. Just cracked my first one, was not disappointed. That is damn tasty beer. I still feel the IPA is superior, but that beer, guys, it's just hard to beat. I appreciate the daily laughs. Keep it up. That from Mojack.
Hey, man, that's Black Raven, not us. We are so glad that they make these beers on our behalf.
Oh, man, it was a cold, rainy night in Tacoma on Saturday night. I get up to the bar. They've got the Coco Jones.
Yeah.
Black Raven. I'm like, nice. You know what, man? And it was absolutely just perfect. It was the perfect beer for a cold, rainy night. I'm like, God, they nailed it. Okay. Our beer that we had over the holidays was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, all the brews?
All the days. I wish we had more of that.
I do, too. Although, it would put you on your lips after number two. But
that Coco Jones is a great beer as well. Guys, listening to your award-winning show, wanted to let you know that we've had your 20th anniversary lager on tap for a couple of weeks now. It is so good. See you on February 7th for the live show.
Nice.
I'm bringing a gaggle of girls with me. That's from Suzanne at the 884 Pub in Bremerton. Ted, there's your wheelhouse, a gaggle of girls.
Well, the text she sent me said a gaggle of bitches. But I guess that's not a cigar quote, so gaggle of girls.
Are you the girls or the bitches?
Yes. Yeah, where the bitches at?
Which one are you?
Gentleman Todd writes in and says, I just want to report that I found the new Men's Room lager at the Bonnie Lake Fred Meyer yesterday.
All right, Bonnie Lake Fred Meyer.
I haven't tried it yet. It's cooling, but excited to find, try, and report. Thank you, Todd, on the update. One more. Men's Room IPA at the Tulalip Teriyaki Store.
All right.
Tulalip Teriyaki.
Yeah.
Tulalip Teriyaki. They've got the Men's Room IPA.
Makes complete sense to me.
On draft. Very good. Oh, by the way, if you happen to find the beer, the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can, or the Men's Room Lager 20th Anniversary Edition, please do us a favor and take a picture, whether you find it on draft or in cans, and send us that. That way we can spread the word. We'll probably ask if we can put your picture up on social media so people can see what Fred Meyer, QFC, Safeway, you picked it up.
Everyone has a slightly different design for how they set it up, which is always cool. It's one thing I do like going in the grocery stores and look. I hate going grocery shopping. The only reason I will go with my wife grocery shopping now, honestly, because I go into the beer aisle to see where they have placed our beer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's
a lot of the times, man, being a new beer, they'll put it on the end cap,
mm-hmm.
which is like the high-profile place. We really appreciate when they do that.
That is huge.
It doesn't mean necessarily that they have a slot for it to be cold. But
right.
hopefully, as you know, beers get sold, we get a little room to move in there in the cold shelf. Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Ken. Just Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
Ken, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. You know the game is played. We've got two categories. You pick between the category. There are 10. Right answers. You can get as many right as you can, hopefully, before three strikes and you're out is the way we play. So, do you want to go with the top 10 classic board games of all time, Ken, or the 10 best Super Bowl foods? It's up to you.
Let's go foods. Why not?
All right, Ken. Super Bowl is on Sunday. People will eat, and they will eat a lot of food.
Yes, they will.
But they say, as far as if you go to any party out there and you go to someone's house, these are the 10 things that people enjoy the most as far as your food options. So, Ken, as you know how the game is played, guess as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Ken, we should also note this. I don't know how, if you've been listening this morning to the Daily Mix Morning Show, we are doing a competition with them. As far as food items that are available.
They're going supersize.
Now, they will appear on our show Thursday at 4:30 for Ted's Meat and Potatoes. They will judge the items that we made.
Mm-hmm.
We will then, in turn, go on their program Friday morning and judge the crappy vegan and vegetarian options that they came up with.
Yeah.
And we will be honest on our judging.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, just because it's vegetarian or vegan doesn't mean
it's
going to suck.
Good.
But if it does suck, we will let them know.
It doesn't mean it will suck, but if it does suck, it's because it's vegetarian or vegan.
That's exactly right.
And to give
right.
you an idea how important Super Bowl foods are, a little-known story about our very own hero, D. Ted Smith, bumps into a mutual friend. Mutual friends from Philadelphia. Philadelphia guy top to bottom.
Yep.
Super Bowl's coming up. He wants to make a very Philly-specific snack for Super Bowl Sunday, but he cannot find a Velveeta cheese at the grocery store. Once Ted gets wind of this, Ted finds the Velveeta for him, and as he relayed the story to me, so I'm speaking, it was... I suddenly hear this voice going, dude,
yep.
Velveeta's down in the...
I had it in my hand. Right. I went, hey, I got you. So, Ken, the menu for us, the menu for us Thursday at 4:30 is the following. Danny, being from New Mexico, and granted, we just picked these things out of a hat.
Right.
But he got jalapeno poppers.
I'm glad he did.
He's the right guy to get jalapeno poppers. All right, Sarah, who's a vegetarian.
And does not cook.
She got macaroni and cheese.
It's going to be
which
terrifying.
Might be the right thing. You never know. Steve Miggs, who is a vegan, this is my question mark. He got sliders, which means that no cheese and no meat product. So I'm banking on him to suck the most. However, Taryn Daly got pigs in a blanket. So that's our menu of food. All right? As far as when we go on their program on Friday morning. Now, when they come on our show on Thursday at 4:30, here's what they will get. All right, Mike is making quesadillas.
Yeah.
Our own D. Ted Smith has a buffalo chicken dip.
Yep.
Steve is making queso, and I am making the mini party meatballs that you eat with a toothpick. The reason I'm telling you all this, Ken, is because a lot of these items that were just mentioned show up on the 10 best Super Bowl foods. So I'm trying to give you some hints here as far as what might be on this list.
And, Miles, I have a great recipe if you need any help.
But
the whole thing is, we got to do it ourselves.
You can't use a recipe. That was part of the rules.
Unless you know it in your head.
But if you have it, I'll take your tips, because that's not a recipe.
All right.
You know? All right, Ken, let's get this game going. What's your first pick here on the top 10 best Super Bowl foods? Chicken wings, man, just get number one out of the way, first and foremost. And what sucks is we won't have chicken wings either Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, because somehow that did not get picked.
We got buffalo chicken dip. So
out.
When's Castle doing his?
Castle is doing the loaded potato skins.
Is he joining us on our show or is he joining us on the morning show?
It just depends. He's been working on the secret recipe, so I don't know if it's going to show up on Ted's Meat and Potatoes or Friday morning when we go on the Daily Menu.
Maybe he should make it for both shows.
You know what? If they're that good, I agree.
Okay. Ken, your one-for-one chicken wings is the number one answer on what people expect at Super Bowl parties.
Chips.
Chips and dip are number three. Whatever your combination, whether that be pico, salsa, corn chips, potato chips, French onion dip. By the way, if you're looking for a really good salsa, try the Men's Room San Juan Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. You want to really add some spice to that Super Bowl party? Pick up some of that and enjoy.
Yes.
It is delicious. Mm-hmm.
And chips and dip are very important. Sometimes people let that go.
How do you let that go at a Super Bowl?
I don't know. Because they're too worried about something specific they're making.
That's like inviting someone over for the Super Bowl and you're like, I don't have a TV.
Okay, mm-hmm. Ken, you're two for two.
Teriyaki meatballs.
I don't think you have to add a flavor. You could probably just say meatballs.
Yeah, meatballs.
Meatballs, number nine. That's what I'm making. With toothpicks. It's very important. These are toothpick meatballs.
Yes. Well, you were instructed to make it that way.
I have never made these before, and I did a little cooking on Sunday, yesterday afternoon. So I think I've nailed the meatballs. I've just got to complete the rest of the project, which is I'm an Italian cook as far as meatballs go. It was so weird not to put in basil, garlic, oregano, and Parmesan cheese, because normally that's part of the
mix. These are not pasta meatballs, brother. These are toothpick meatballs.
I know that, but I had to wing it because of the fact that we're not allowed to use a recipe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I've got it down, but we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
Ted is the only critic that I care about in this.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody else says on their show. I don't give two craps. I just care what Ted says because I believe he's the best judge.
I used to make them every year. I had a neighbor that was from Alabama, and I have his recipe sitting on my fridge.
Ken, you're three for three. Meatballs, wings, and chips and dip. What is your next guess on the 10 best Sliders. Super Bowl food? Sliders.
Sliders.
Number five. Unfortunately for us, we have a vegan making them.
I know.
Steve Miggs. Hopefully they're okay. Maybe my mind will be blown. You never know.
They might be okay. It's just a tough sales pitch. That's all.
Doesn't sound good. Okay.
Yeah. Sub sandwiches. You get the foot long from Subway and you cut it up and little sandwich, you know what I mean?
Nah. Ken, that's a great guess. It's just not on this list.
I'm right there with you, Ken. I don't know what these people are thinking, but yeah, those little sub sandwiches.
I want to remind people, too, that the Super Bowl is also a lot like a tailgate. So if you're in a pinch, you can do exactly what he's saying. Go to Jimmy John's, go anywhere, buy subs, cut them into smaller portions. Yep.
You're correct so far with meatballs, toothpicks included, sliders, wings, and chips and dip. So far, you have got 4 out of 10.
Time of the year, you're doing chili.
Chili, number 8.
Chili, all right.
You know what? Well, that's one that, to be honest with you, I don't think shows up enough.
That's kind of a dark horse, man. I'm glad you guessed that. I'm shocked it's on the list.
Chili dominates the menu.
If you have it, it absolutely will.
Yep. I'm thinking about hooking it up for the Super Bowl. We'll see.
Are you going to make it with the lamb and the chorizo?
Lamb and chorizo. Brother, I'm tired. Next level.
Okay. All right.
In my house, it's barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs sound delicious. Can I go to your house? That is not on the list.
Some form of taco?
Some form of taco. What form of taco? Be very specific here because this is not thought of as a taco, but all the ingredients are the same.
I'm guessing like a 7-layer bean dip or something like
nachos.
That.
Nachos.
Yeah, nachos.
Yeah. Well, nachos are there because of the cheese, of course. Nachos are in.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Nachos? That is correct. Nachos comes in at the number 4 Super Bowl food item.
Okay.
I can't remember a party I went to that had nachos. It might have had some of the things that I could put it together.
I just feel like you got to hit nachos quick. Because they start hot and then they just become a little different.
Or you got to get the little bowls and everybody can make their own personal size nachos.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Ken. Cheese.
Ken, looks like you've got 1, 2, 3. He said veggie tray.
Oh, yeah, my man.
Did you actually dump it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I take no chances over here.
Ken, I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Because that's ridiculous.
If you didn't hear, Ken said veggie tray.
Fair. That shows up a lot.
He did not cuss.
It does.
I like to eat at least 3 pieces of cold broccoli and be like, all right, I'm good.
I don't think anyone's disappointed, however, if it is not there.
Okay. Ken, I gave you a pass because you said veggie tray. Don't ever say anything like that again. We're talking about the 10 best Super Bowl foods of all times. Okay?
All right. How about the cheese and cracker platter with the cheese, the little ribs, and then the summer sausage?
I know the story of what you're doing here. Yeah. Sorry, Ken. You did all right, though. You got 6 out of the 10. Do you guys feel like you can finish this list?
Do we go with jalapeno poppers?
Jalapeno poppers? Right, not on the list. Two of the things on here are things that will be prepared.
Sliders.
We already got sliders.
Already got that one.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is not on the list.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip. Not on the list.
All right.
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas. Not on the list.
Deviled eggs. I would say queso dip, but
we're missing a big one here.
Pizza.
Pizza's number two. Jesus.
Yes, of
pizza.
Course it is.
Pizza number two. Right about chicken wings. There are three things left.
Yes.
Two of them are being made for us.
Being made for us.
Yes,
for this pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket, number 7.
The loaded baked potato.
Number 6, loaded potato skins. There's one remaining that's very important. You don't really think of it as part of the main course, but it's nice to finish with.
Cookies.
Cookies and cupcakes and brownies.
Okay. Yeah, that's not like a let's get a cake. I mean, I have done it before, but that is like a get some cookies and stuff, too.
So here are the 10 best Super Bowl foods according to unscientific scientists. Number 10, cupcakes and cookies. Number 9, meatballs, specifically with toothpicks. Number 8 is chili, followed by 7, pigs in a blanket. Loaded potato skins at 6. 5 is sliders. Nachos at 4. Chips and dip at 3. Pizzas 2. And your number 1 food. Be sure to have some chicken wings on hand if you're hosting people for Sunday's big game. All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with the child of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tech, coming up at 5:08. We will drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study found that teenagers spend an average of 90 plus minutes on their phone during school.
Damn.
I'm not terribly surprised, though.
Is that looking up research, or is that just playing on your phone?
I think it's a combination of everything, and I was thinking about this as soon as I read the headline, is that we're making this out into a bad thing, and I get it. They're distracted. They're goofing off. I mean, they're going to pretend like they're doing nothing but work, but they're not. They're texting their friends. They're on social media. They're doing whatever it is that they're doing. However, that is also how adults interact these days, too.
Right.
Businesses correct. All the time. Your phone is basically like Star Trek. That phone is the interactive, all-one-purpose tool that you need for everything. And that includes, yes, Miles, looking up any kind of information that you need, calculation, anything that you're doing. There's different apps for different jobs.
Everything.
I mean, shoot, there's one for our doggone building to get in here. So phones are a part of our lives, period. So I get it. Yeah, they're goofing off on their phones throughout the day. However, our society has phones in their hand at all times.
Well, plus, like, people forget in high school, right? What do you get, 40 minutes for lunch?
30. Somewhere around.
Something, right? So, I mean, you have a lunch break. I remember I felt
they
like
they would be on their phones.
Then you had some electives, or sometimes you had free periods. I mean, there's just time. You're just sitting there.
I goofed off. I just didn't have a phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't matter the tool you use to not pay attention in school. I don't believe that it does.
Right. You could use free period to do your homework, but you're not.
You're not going to.
No.
Hell no.
You're goofing off. So let's stop acting like they're doing something unthinkable here. Right.
We used to pass notes. Now they text.
Correct.
Well, and if somebody's doing it during class, I mean, I think that's just the teacher to be like, hey, put your phone away.
Hey, right. The teacher will generally get on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. David Tennant, you guys might know him from Doctor Who and other fandoms that are out there. He has confirmed that he has 6 toes on his right foot.
Oh, okay.
Because we needed to know that.
What, just on his right foot? So he has 11 toes.
Correct.
Huh. So he's wearing New Balance. For the wide foot person.
Doctor Who, more like Dr. Freak.
Seriously, he's not buying your cowboy boots, dude.
He's not.
He can't pinch that in there.
God, that would suck. You're right. He does have to buy wide shoes.
It's like having a big-ass bunion.
But you only want one wide shoe.
Right.
You know, so you have to buy the wide shoes, so one foot's slipping around, the other one's comfortable.
Or the left foot's just comfortable.
Have your foots dangling off flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you put it in the second toe. I don't know how to
do. I don't know where your toe divide is if you have 6 toes.
Can you imagine he does have 6 toes, but he has 2 big toes?
That's what I was picturing.
Like, we'll just imagine a little mini pinky out there.
Like, nah, it's 2 big toes.
Yeah. two toe thumbs.
Or you could have, all right, would you rather have 11 toes and 2 of them are big toes, or you have 10 toes, but all of them are big toes?
Ooh. So do I choose
you got
2
10
big toes or 10 big toes?
Basically, that's it.
You know what? Give me the 10 big toes.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that would give me some sort of advantage in life.
How?
I would run faster.
Swimming, maybe?
Probably.
Swimming, yeah.
A hell of a kick.
Hell yeah.
God, a 90-yard kickoff again.
They got to back it all the way up to the end zone. New science found that scratching a rash removes staph bacteria, and that's why it feels so good, but they still say to avoid doing so.
I was like, don't tell me you're allowed to scratch stuff now.
No, you are not allowed to scratch stuff.
I was like, don't scratch it.
Mm-hmm. But it looked into, because it still feels great to scratch it.
Yes,
so
it does.
They basically looked at the evolution of, if we're not allowed to scratch because it causes inflammation and it could open things up and cause more bacteria, why does it feel so good? And the reason why it feels good is because it gets rid of that staph bacteria that's on there. So there's certain ways that it could help you, but it hurts you more than it does actually help you.
I mean, look, I go through it every fall and spring with my allergies.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll take me a couple days before I realize the allergies are hitting, and I'm like, stop itching them. But it feels so nice.
But you know what? What are the itches that we can't scratch?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Well played, sir.
Gotcha.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 itches you shouldn't scratch. Let me tell you what. Working in this building for going on 8 years... I've had one itch in particular that I sure would like to scratch, but man oh man, I see her a few times a week when I'm poisoning my lungs for pleasure.
Oh God.
5'2", curly, dishwater blonde hair that falls just below the shoulders and a face like actress Sasha Alexander. Oof. That thing just puts a hitch in my giddy up in the best way possible. Go ahead, call me daddy. I think I see a restraining order in my future.
What a pull of Sasha Alexander, too.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly, neither do I. That's why I had to look it up.
Sasha Alexander.
I don't know how he pulled that name up, but hey, you know what? Good on you, VD. Well done there. So these are the itches that you should never scratch. They start at the bottom of the list. Yeah, right? They start at the bottom of the list with hemorrhoids.
Mm. Oh, God. Damn.
Yeah.
How would you even scratch that?
You know how you'd scratch it.
That's in a hard spot to get to.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that hard.
This difficult-to-discuss condition refers to the vein clusters that lie just below the surface of the lower rectum's mucous membrane and the anus. Sometimes these veins become swollen, and they leave excess itchy skin as they dissolve. Scratching only makes them itchier.
You ever scratch your hemorrhoids when you had hemorrhoids? I mean, if that's what you call wiping your butt.
I'm about to say, do you just take real good care when you're wiping yourself?
Ooh, very gentle care.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever, like, move your butt around your seat?
You're touching the inside of your body on the outside.
Oh, mercy. God.
That's not good.
They say not to itch athlete's foot. That burning itchiness that you feel inside of your shoes is also the work of a fungus, probably picked up from the damp floor of a shower, gym locker room, or pool deck, which is why Miles continues to tell everybody, wear doggone sandals when you're in your gym locker.
Yeah, flip-flops, whatever.
In addition to scaly skin, especially between the toes, the soles get dry and your feet turn red. You really don't want to scratch this one. And besides causing fissures and possibly infection, you could potentially spread the fungus and the brutal itch to other parts of your body you inadvertently touch immediately after scratching, including the jock itch.
And God forbid you get a plantar wart.
Because
that's where the fungus really takes over and you are just months.
Man, I had a plantar wart breakout a while back, about 10 years ago at this point, but it was one of the most disgusting things. Yeah. And I had suffered warts throughout my childhood and I had never gotten anything this bad. It was like barnacles on the bottom of my feet, but it was disgusting. I hated it. I did everything that I could to get that doggone stuff off and I couldn't do it. They say not to scratch your dandruff. White flakes may be embarrassing, but the itchy scalp that can drive—it's the itchy scalp that can drive you mad. Technically, dandruff refers to the condition caused by a fungus called Malassezia. It lives in everyone's scalp, but for the dandruff-prone folk, it causes irritation and excess skin cell growth.
So it's telling people they have dandruff telling me you got fungus.
Right. Scratching that can worsen the inflammatory process already set up by that particular fungus.
At one point, five, 6 years ago, attempted to start growing in a beard, right?
Okay.
I was about 2 weeks in, and I realized I had more dandruff on my face than I've ever had on my head.
Oh, yeah.
My face was drying out fast.
Oh, mercy.
The top of my head was fine. So I started to then shampoo the beard.
Yeah.
And it kind of went away. And then it got so itchy, I was like, I can't do it. I don't look cool, I can't do it.
That is what they say. That as far as the fix for that one, they say it's typically a straightforward solution. Shampoo with over-the-counter dandruff shampoos that contain selenium or zinc pyrithione, which helps manage that pesky fungus. If those don't work, your dermatologist can recommend something stronger. Which I do remember myself when I was growing out mine. You kind of have to tough out that itchy period when you're growing out your beard, man. It just, especially down the neck, I can tell it's when I need to shave is when right here it just starts to get really on the itchy side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad stuff there. As far as the itches that you should never scratch, contact dermatitis, a subcategory of eczema. This itchy condition erupts from either irritants, such as rubbing alcohol, or allergens, such as oils and poison ivy. Irritants break through the skin barrier and inflame it immediately. Allergens key up the immune system, and a red, itchy rash develops only days later, usually at the point of contact, but sometimes elsewhere on the skin. Do not scratch. You'll risk the same ugly problem that crops up with other itchy conditions, bleeding, infection, more intense itch. They say instead, wash away the offending substance in a detergent that you've not reacted to in the past and avoid the substance in the future. Soothe the itch with a cool compress, over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream, and over-the-counter allergy medication. If you're unsure what the trigger was, your doctor can do a patch test. That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, go get it done if you need to.
Right. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Psoriasis. Anybody here ever suffered psoriasis?
I'm not sure. Maybe I have. Is that shingles?
So with psoriasis, an overactive immune system causes the body to produce skin cells in warp speed so that new cells are pushed to the surface in as little as 3 days as opposed to the normal 28 to 30. Because the skin can't shed fast enough to keep up, dead skin cells, which are red, flaky, and sometimes itchy, pile up. Fight the urge to scratch this. The parts of the epidermis that are above the dilated blood vessels can bleed when the scale is scratched or picked off.
Yeah.
As with other itchy conditions, moisturizing helps, but your doctor can also prescribe special psoriasis treatments, including ultraviolet light therapy and prescription medications.
Okay.
I did actually have to go to the doctor not terribly long ago because I was suffering a pretty nasty breakout, and I had no idea what it was about. Diagnosed it as pityriasis. Which is basically, it's a bacterial infection on the skin. But she said it's basically like your skin has a cold.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Don't worry about it. It'll go away in a few days. It's not painful or nothing like that, but itches like hell.
Was it stress?
I don't know.
All right, because sometimes, that's what I said to you when I looked at it. Because sometimes people just break out because of stress or,
right?
I don't know, maybe just not sleeping well.
Pityriasis, they said it was mainly kids. And I was like, I'm not around children, so I don't know.
Yeah, Mike.
Maybe you're just childish.
Yeah, maybe that could be.
Just maybe it's that damn dog.
Or the new cat.
Yeah, it could be the new cat.
I'm blaming like it on the new dog on cat, dude.
It's like having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Except filthy it's got four legs and
buzzer.
Two now.
Yeah. Likes to stand on my head all the doggone time.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Cats don't do that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. As far as the itches that you should never scratch, eczema. The umbrella term eczema describes dry, rough, inflamed skin. Typically, though, it refers to atopic dermatitis, a condition where the skin barrier fails to work properly. Whatever the cause, the effect is the same. That patch of skin gets ornery in the presence of certain triggers, fabric, fragrance, airborne allergens, and it goes bonkers with itchiness. Ignoring it is hard, but relentless scratching will only make matters worse. In particular, you could end up with something called lichen simplex chronicus. Quote, the skin gets darker, thicker, and more wrinkly. And it feels even itchier and becomes even harder to treat. While this can happen with any sort of itch, it's especially likely with eczema when the itch is chronic. You may also be hit with prurigo nodularis, where the scratched or picked skin develops into itchy bumps. They say to fix this, cool compress and thick hypoallergenic creams can help, but if the itch is too much to bear, see your doctor.
Itchy bumps. That sounds like a punk band.
I mean, I think we're just learning. We were all right with what our parents told us or whatever. Like,
stop scratching.
Stop scratching it.
Right.
Stop picking at that scab, kid.
When in doubt, just leave your skin alone.
Don't itch it. But it feels so nice.
It does.
Oh.
Anybody else feel itchy?
I feel a little itchy right now, Mike.
Itches you should never scratch. This one honestly kind of deters itself, but sunburns.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, as if the searing pain of sunburn isn't punishment enough for failing to use sunblock, the itch sets in, and an itch so aggravating, it's also known as hell's itch. As with other wounds, a sunburn also sends your body's inflammatory response into high gear. While the nerves aren't outright severed in this case, they do get riled up, which in turn leads to that dreadful itching. Scratching could break the skin, slow the healing process, and worsen the itch. They say cool compresses and aloe gels can calm the itch from a sunburn, while cortisone cream helps the inflammation. I always thought that it was just the dead skin coming off.
Unfortunately, I have had sun poisoning twice.
Oh, God.
And the second time I got it, it was one of those kind of overcast, summery days. We were swimming at a pool, didn't give two thoughts.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And say, it itched so bad. There was like a whole night where I just kept hopping in and out of the shower. Like, I couldn't stop rubbing it.
Yep.
And then finally, my mom's like, I might have to take you to the emergency room.
Jeez.
And they gave me something that knocked me out, and then gave me some other, basically just to stop the itching. Because you couldn't really itch it because it hurt so bad.
Right.
But it itched so bad I couldn't. You had to do something.
You nuts.
Yeah.
Jeez. It was crazy. Itches that you should never scratch. They say wounds that are almost but not quite healed. Which is part of the inflammatory response, basically. Let's see here. When you break the skin, you also damage the nerves as they try to heal. Their wires get crossed, which can cause the itching sensation. If you scratch, you tear the delicate skin trying to heal itself. They say just cool sensations can help calm the itch, so try a cooling topical menthol. And then number two, again, we've heard this one before. Insect bites and stings.
Yep.
When a mosquito bites, your immune system detects its saliva and launches an attack with the release of histamines. It's these histamines that directly cause the itching. They say instead of scratching, chill out with an ice pack to the offending area. Over-the-counter anti-itch creams can help.
All right. Yeah, I've always heard that. Bug bite, just don't touch it.
Exactly. Another common itch culprit there is the chigger, a baby mite found in forests or grassy areas. Chigger bites release an enzyme into the skin to erode tissue. This causes the skin cells on the periphery to harden and itch. Also beware of the fire ant. Notorious for attacking unsuspecting picnickers, a fire ant's sting releases venom, which in turn triggers the eruption of itchy pus-filled blisters. Do not scratch in any case. Making matters worse, bacteria can sneak in any time that you nick the skin, leaving you open to infection.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it. But then this is the number one condition in which you should never scratch that itch. And it's the most common of all. Just straight up dry skin. It's the most common trigger for itchiness is when your skin's protective outer layer, the stratum corneum, gets parched. You have a short supply of ceramides, which are special lipids that act as a barrier to your skin by keeping hydration in and foreign materials out. Scratching may provide immediate gratification, but it can wreak havoc on your skin's already compromised surface layer. They say, quote, your skin can form cracks and openings, which can in turn lead to infection. They say harsh ingredients from detergents or beauty products could also seep in and potentially make you allergic to formulations that you didn't initially have a problem with. As far as fixing it, they say keep showers warm but not hot and seal up hydration in your skin by applying a moisturizer, ointment, or cream when your skin is still slightly damp. And they basically tell everybody, like, doesn't matter, man, woman, whoever you are, you should moisturize your skin regularly.
I feel bad for this dude texted in and says, I have eczema.
around my butthole.
Oh,
the only place where it is. I have to use a cream to keep it down. It's effing annoying, and there's no cure.
Golly.
I like that that's where it's selected to be.
Hats off
Come
to you, bro.
On, man.
Damn, man. What happens in Florida? What happens when a Florida stripper gets into an altercation with a convenience store cashier, Miles?
I'm sure they're in a Waffle House.
I'll bet it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 23-year-old Richard Boudreau of Slidell, Louisiana. Now, according to police, he's a former employee of Kenny's Seafood. Well, he left his house a couple of nights ago with the intent of going on a burglary spree in order to make some quick cash. And police say Boudreau, he dressed in all camouflage, wore gloves to prevent leaving fingerprints, packed all kinds of burglary tools. Everything was going as planned until he realized he forgot his mask to actually cover his identity. Ha-ha! And he remembered that his former place of employment did have surveillance cameras, so he improvised and found a 5-gallon bucket to put over his head. As he scoured the business looking for money. However, the surveillance cameras, they caught glimpses of his face, because one thing about a 5-gallon bucket is you have to keep lifting it off of your head to physically see where you're going. Now, he was able to get away with money from the cash register. Then he went to another nearby business, Jerry's Buy and Sell Pawn Shop. He attempted to burglarize that business as well, but police say that when Boudreau was unable to gain entry into Jerry's Buy and Sell, he gave up for the night and went home. Well, Slidell police were able to obtain an arrest warrant for him because, again, every time he lifted the bucket to see where he was going, they saw him on camera. And again, he's a former employee of the store that he broke into. To the shock of no one, he was, in fact, arrested at his home, charged with simple burglary of a business and attempted simple burglary of a business. Again, if you go through the trouble to get the camo and get the gloves and have all your tools, if you forget the mask, just abort the mission for the night. That's my advice. Or put a 5-gallon freaking bucket on your head and think that's going
to
solve it.
It's also like, even with a mask on, I don't think it'd be that hard to figure out if one of the three of you was in here robbing stuff.
It probably wouldn't be, but you have some plausible deniability with the mask, right? But when I have to lift the bucket and see where I'm going, you go, that's through. And then I put the bucket back over my head. This guy, future genius, I can feel it.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't knock off Fort Knox.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, look out, everybody.
Right?
Buckethead's coming.
Yeah, Taj Mahal, whatever. He can rob anything he wants. Buckethead's on it.
I can't believe he was not one of Ocean's 11.
Yeah, right?
I'm the getaway driver. I'm the lookout. I figured this out. And then we got Buckethead. And he's the guy who's going to assure that we are successful.
Yeah. Well, remember there were in that legendary film, The Heat, about guys robbing banks and stuff. They definitely had a Buckethead.
They had a Buckethead. Everybody needs a Buckethead as part of your crew. Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contest on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.